Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Our passage today is Romans 8, 38 and 39, one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. Paul says this, "I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So I grew up believing that I could lose my relationship with God. You could be a Christian in the morning, sin at lunch, and be headed for hell in the afternoon. All sin were disqualifiers. But there were some big ones, like dancing and drinking and swearing and smoking and movies, were also on the list that really ended one's salvation. Anytime I wanted to go see a movie with my friends, the standard line was, "Well, what if Jesus comes back when you're in the theater? No one could possibly be raptured from the Perry Theater." Actually, that one made sense because the floor of the Perry Theater was so sticky with stuff that had been spilled on the floor. It would have been possible to get stuck in there even during the rapture. So that's how I grew up. Sometimes certain of heaven, other times following an act of sin, which happened far too often, I believed I was headed to hell. And then one day studying Scripture, I learned that nothing could separate me from the love of God found in Christ alone. Nothing could separate me from Christ's love. And it was like a burden had been lifted from my shoulders. That day, I remember it was on a hot parking lot in Dallas, Texas. I learned that I was a child of God and would forever be. Salvation from the beginning to the end is of the Lord. And when I trust in Christ, when Jesus calls me to himself, I am his forever. Because Jesus paid all my debt on the cross, I am eternally secure. I can live with assurance of my salvation. Nothing can snatch me out of his hand. I will pass from death to life. Does that give me a license to do anything I want to do? License to sin? Absolutely not. It gives me the freedom to respond to God's amazing grace in loving obedience. So I got to ask you, is that the life you're living? Are you free to respond to God's grace in loving obedience? Because if you know Jesus, nothing can separate you from his love. Father, thank you for that amazing love. Thank you that nothing can separate me from you. Thank you for the confident security that is found in Jesus. Help me to respond by following hard after you in loving obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.